Sip, I am your host with the most, Canada Destroyer, aka True Lover, True Lover Lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover. We are back again, y'all, with a new topic of discussion. Hey, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it all down with a cold beverage of our choice. Yeah, and tonight, y'all, check this out. We have my co-host, a special guest that's on deck, y'all. He's here. He's ready to go. We call him Big G. What's going on, Big G?
Not much, man. Big G on the mic over here now.
Big G on the motherfucking mic. Man, what you sipping on, Big G?
Shit, man. Shit. Some of that clear, smooth as ice, smart water.
Smart water?
Yeah, what, man.
In the entire fuck?
You asked what I'm talking on.
Listen here, man. This is grown folks talk and sip. And we sip alcohol beverages. We're not sipping no goddamn smart water. That's probably why your ass is so goddamn stupid, because you're sipping on fucking smart water.
Man, you know what? Hey. Hold on. I got something. Let me go get it. Oh boy.
Mix it up one time. Mix it up two times.
Oh, you said I should take three shots or four shots?
Four, we going all the way in, baby. Four. Man. Know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Man, we all in right, here.
All right. Now I'm back.
You're back.
My bad.
Okay. I'm going to give you a pass on this one, guy. I'm going to give you a pass. Now, I'm going to ask you the question again. What you sipping on?
Shit, man. I got four shots of Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark. And boy, that is good
shit. Only mixer, well, it's Maker's Mark and Jack and Daniels. The only thing that disturbs the liquor is just ice. That's all my mixer.
That sound like the shit without the funky scent, bro. Yep. That Maker's Mark, that's some good shit. That's real good shit. You know, I wasn't really fucking with that Maker's Mark as much until I started fucking with you, bro.
Oh, I know. It's like one of them hidden gems.
You say it's like one of those hidden gems, man.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of them hidden gems. A lot of people don't realize how good it is.
Man, people are sleeping on that Maker's Mark, dog. Do you know how many different kind of drinks you can make with that shit?
Look, you can put regular, just any kind of, like, whiskey in it. Maker's Mark just makes it that much better.
Boy. We gotta give a shout out to Maker's Mark.
Like, let's some hey, shit. All right.
Yeah.
All these people like this Fireball and stuff like that. That's that cheap whiskey. Put in some Maker's Mark. Oh man, now you got your flavor like you like it with a whole lot better whiskey.
There you go. That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting back. I'm drinking on some damn Great Goose. I'm drinking on some Great Goose vodka, man. You know I fools with the vodka. Tough. And I got my motherfucking vape on me. I'm hitting that motherfucker. Man, I'm doing dual action. When I say dual action, I got my salt vape and I got my Sub-On vape. So I am ready to fucking go.
So basically what you're saying is you ain't got no kind of flavor coming out of that Sub-On tank.
Oh, man, he said I ain't got no type of flavor. And, man, And my sub on, I bet you can't guess the flavor I have in that motherfucker.
Paradox on the motherfucking rock.
There you go. I knew it. I knew your ass would know. I knew it. Man, you cannot go wrong with the Paradox, dog. You cannot go wrong with it, bro. Like, that's for real, for real.
Wait a minute. Wasn't I the one to introduce you to that too?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You put me on. I give it to you. You did. Which is some good shit, man. Some good shit. Despite of what these people have got to say about the vaping thing, I don't give a damn. I've been doing this shit for a while.
Yeah, like, man, me too, man.
Yeah, but you got like, hell, you've been doing it way longer than I have, though.
I mean, it was one of them, in all honesty, I got tired of having to get up every morning, like, work stuff, and I go about my day. Like, I would cough until I finally threw up. Like, there was no point in any of it. So,
yeah.
A buddy of mine gave me a vape. Gave me my first vape. And unfortunately, but the sub-ohm was easier at the start. Don't get me wrong there. It was easier to start off with. But the problem that I hate the most, and I can't stand it, and you'll know what I'm talking about, especially if you vape. You get in there, you fill up your tank all the way slam full. Done spend about 4 mils off on this new tank, right? Then all of a sudden, what does she do on you? Oh, you got a burnt coil.
Boy.
And what do you, and most of them, what you got to do to be able to change that one little bit?
You got to re-wick it. Hold on, you talking? Are you referring to RDA or just a regular coil?
What you talking about? Right now, I'm currently rocking a RTA, which is kind of like your sub-ohm tank, but it's got a rebuildable deck instead of a screwing coil, and I'm currently building on an RDA.
Oh. Yeah, oh hell yeah. Building like a motherfucker. See, that's something right there that I didn't just take out a lot of opportunity to sit there and learn how to do. But I know you know about all that shit. I know you're very knowledgeable when it comes to the vaping thing, bro.
Yep. I've taken my time to learn it. Like, it took me a long time to finally actually be willing to get on a vape. Because originally, you know, I listened to all the goddamn media. And you know the media. Oh, boy. They're going to say that, oh, you get popcorn lung in a couple of years. You'll be sick and won't be able to, and I die from it. Yeah, and for the longest time, I listened to them. And then I started looking at it. You know, there's a bunch of these companies that are popping up. If they was all dying, how the hell they be popping up like they do?
Popping up like popcorn, huh?
Man, they popping up like, they popping up worse than popcorn. And I started, and finally, like a buddy of mine, whenever he got on it, he'd been on it for a couple of years, and I always wanted to try it because I saw him, and he was getting like a new life, and yeah. And so finally, he gave me one day, and I was like, here, try this. And, man, I got on it, and I never looked back. It's been since 2017. I put down the vape, and I ain't looked back at it. I don't need to.
It's been on ever since after that.
Oh, yeah. And then What really got me on like rebuildables is he gave me an RDA and he had it wicked up, everything. Like, it was set up. All I had to do was put juice on it. And I burnt the coal, and I just filled up the tank, burnt the coal. And I got mad. So I was like, you know what? This thing's already set up. All I got to do is drip cotton on it. And I literally had a 12-hour day looking at me, and I was 30 minutes into it. So I got another 11 and a half hours I got to go with no vape. So I screwed the PA down on it, popped some juice on it, because the fact is I still have my bottle, and started hitting on it. And, man, I ain't never looked back.
It's been on ever since.
Yup.
Whole freaking world, they pretty much is converting into vapes, bro. That shit is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, especially now by you can go into the gas station and get you a little salt device or whatever the case is. Man, everybody's converting to it because I guess they realize how much money it is that's in it. You know what I mean? Now, as far as go in the store and get one of those that's in the store and stuff, I don't really be into that. No, unless it's just something I just want to try. But I'd rather have my own shit. I'd rather put my own juice in. I'd rather do all that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
As far as the vapes thing go. But we're going to switch gears right fast, man. I got a little something I want to talk about. Check this out. Let's talk about marriage, bro. Let's talk about the after effects of marriage and what happens to the sex. What happens to the sex? Man, I've been married before. You've been married before. And we know how this shit go. The OGs already told us long time ago how this shit works with the marriage thing. It's cool at first, but then after a while, the sex just start getting less and less, and then finally it disappears.
Man, it don't disappear like goddamn Sahara did. What are you talking about? You know, it goes from like rabbit population to Sahara Desert.
Real quick.
Man, you put a ring on the finger? Oh, you kiss that shit goodbye.
So basically, you're giving away your freedom for no sex.
Freedom? Let's be honest.
Man, only thing I know is, man, I know how that shit goes. That shit is fucking crazy. Man, I know at first, it's like before you put a ring on it, it's no holds barred. It's basically, you can get sex whenever, wherever, don't matter. You can get it until your heart's content. But it seems like once you put that ring on that motherfucker, you might have been getting sex 5 days a week. I mean, I ain't saying what you want to do, but you might have been getting sex 5 days a week. But then once that ring get on that motherfucker, that five go to about three. In a week.
Three? If she ain't tired, if she ain't been cooking all day. And lo and behold, okay, because let's be honest. Nowadays, you don't just get married to a woman that ain't got no kids, ain't got no responsibilities already. All right? You get married to a woman who, she already got kids. You just got I basically be a dad to them. All right. And not only are you having you trying to start a family of your own, right?
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, what happens? Oh, my head hurts. I'm tired.
Uh oh.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my head hurts. Not tonight, baby. And you looking like, man, I'm fucking my shit harder than Chinese math right now.
Mm-hmm.
So much your head hurt. I don't need your head. Just
took that ass up. I want head. I want head. I don't need head. I want head.
Man, took that ass up. Just let me move them panties to the side right fast, right fast. I won't be long, baby. I won't be long.
Hell no. Look.
I'm here. Hey, I'll be like, I'm in here for a good time, not a long time, baby.
What's real funny, most of the time, you know, whenever the head hurts and stuff, all right, that's whenever you ain't really worried about satisfying them. You're just trying to get off. Now,
what you said?
Now. Let's be honest here. Let's clear this up. I am not saying you should not take care of your partner, whether it be just whoever, okay? What I am saying is if your head hurts, I ain't trying to please you. I'm trying to please me.
Real talk, no bullshit. He said, listen here, baby. I'm trying to go ahead. I'm trying to get my rocks off, baby. Yep. You talking about your head hurt. You talking about you did this all day. And I understand that. But hey, let me go ahead and got him slide off up in this thing for a little while. I won't be long, baby. I know you tired. I know you had this going on, so I'm not trying to keep you up all night, but I'm trying to slide off in that thing, you know what I mean?
I'm trying to make it where we can both sleep a whole lot faster.
Be out like a light. You can count to 10, you can count to 100. Motherfucker be out. Yeah, I feel that, man, but think about it, like nowadays, bro. This shit ain't like how it used to be back in the day. You know what I'm saying? People try to compare stuff to like back in the day to now, but they have their own little twist on stuff. You know what I mean? Their own little twist. And I'm not big into that stuff because first thing they will holler about is, the man take care of the house and do this, do that. Okay, yeah, you're right. The man did, but we all a different generation from back then. Back then, a lot of times, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of times, like, it'd be the dad, he probably taking care of two households, and they weren't getting paid that much damn money.
Yeah, no.
They weren't getting paid that much money. He taking care of two fucking households, and he tearing ass up. Nowadays, man, you had a damn near beg for some coochie.
Either that'll go by it.
Or by it. Man, come on now. And then they get mad for that. If I can get it all in one spot, I would, but it seems like I can't get it all in one spot. So I gotta compromise a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I feel like this. If I got compromised a little bit, don't get mad at me. Because you how about the kitchen's open, the kitchen don't always be open. If the kitchen was always open, that means you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget a dessert. Now, you might get breakfast, you might get dinner. And you don't get it every day. You get it every once in a while.
And here's the funny thing. 9 times out of 10, might as well throw that damn dessert out the window. That shit gonna fatten her up. She ain't gonna like that.
This ain't gonna fatten her up, man.
Ain't gonna put a little bit of pounds on her.
Ooh. And then she get mad. And then she have another reason to be mad at your ass.
Uh-huh. And don't even start talking. And don't even start talking about you knocking her up.
Oh, you knocking her up. Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's the end of the world right there.
Man, you knock her up, bro. Oh, best believe when you knock her up. Oh, the kitchen is closed for real. Now, it's going to be times where she going to want a goddamn hump. it's gonna be times, but it ain't gonna be all the damn time.
Mm-mm.
Especially as that child grow inside of her. Oh shit. Now a woman hormones be all different types of ways and be going all fucking everywhere, all around the place. It do. It go all around the place. Trust me, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, a man has knees, baby. A man has knees. If you don't want me to get it out of your kitchen,
I'm going to go.
If yep. I get it out of somebody else's kitchen.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what's bad. That's what's really bad. All right. A lot of times, some guys, now I ain't going to throw in all, and women are bad about it too. I ain't going to just say it's just guys, okay? Men and women are both bad about this. If they don't like what they're eating at the house, are they taking something else to work?
What you said, say that shit again. Say that shit again.
If you don't like what you eating, you still going to get something to take it to work.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, that's real. That is real. So do you have any stories or any personal experiences that you might want to share?
I got a few. It's one of those. It's rough talking about, bro. It's one. I mean, there for a long time. Like whenever I got married, I married a woman who already had a child.
Yeah,
I didn't treat this child like it was not mine. I treated her like she was mine.
Okay.
And for the longest time, I raised this child. Me and mama raised this child. And
good dude.
We got married. And the worst part was, I was the only one working for a little while at my house. Got me a brand new house, put her in my house. Got me a brand new, I got her car, fucking everything.
Oh. I was
the one working to provide for the house. So. And I was working fucking 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And then stuff started happening between me and her mom, me and my wife at the time. And I couldn't figure out why I couldn't ever figure out why. Me and this woman had, in the end, because I've been married and divorced.
Yeah, man, I know how that shit go, bro. That shit be crazy as hell. Be married and divorced and stuff, man. Man, I'd have been there as well. I know what it's like. I promise I do. Man, because I had situations where, you know what I'm saying, I've been married and stuff, and I'm the breadwinner. I'm the breadwinner. I'm handling business like you're supposed to do. But she just be real fucking crazy, bro. She be real crazy. So you be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And then keep in mind, you learning as you go. You basically learning as you go. And that's how I go. You learning as it go. And you sitting there, you peeping shit out. And then you trying to be the best husband you can be. You trying to be. And then if that woman that you married already had of a child and stuff, you got to play stepdaddy. And by playing stepdaddy, that kid might like you. The kid might not. And that's real. That is really real. You know what I'm saying? It just, it'd be a lot that you have to go through and deal with just for a woman. You feel what I'm saying? It just be a lot. So I know how to deal with my share of shit. So I know you to deal with your share of shit. You know what I mean? So goddamn, I know for a fact that stuff be crazy as hell. That shit be real fucking crazy. But I know one thing though. I'm like the chick that I was dealing with, she was like, okay, she chilling. She really didn't want stuff. She really didn't want shit out of life though, bro. And me being me, I want everything. I want to experience all this shit. You know what I mean? I want to experience everything. And she really didn't want to just do shit. She just wanted to just chill. Just chill and not do fucking nothing. And I'm not into that. Just be honest with you. I'm really not into it. Y'all gotta bear with me because I am drinking this stuff. Y'all gotta bear with me. Okay. Man, goddamn. But at the same time, man, I'm just sitting over here like, okay, check this out. I'm gonna sit here, I'm gonna play this role with her, whatever the case is. I'm gonna sit here and try to do whatever I can for her. You know what I mean? But it's ultimately up to her though. Cause sometimes you try to sit there and be everything she wants you to be. You know what I'm saying? You try to be everything she wants you to be. And because you care about that girl. But sometimes the feeling's not mutual. You feel what I'm saying? And you got to know, if the feeling's not mutual, and if you can feel it, you like, what the fuck is going on? Like, for real. And my ass, I'm just checking this shit out. I'm peeping it out, peeping everything. And I'm like, okay, how do I do this shit? Because basically, I gotta be friends with her kid, you know what I'm saying, to get her approval. And you be friends with a kid and stuff. Be friends with a kid. You do stuff for a kid. You do stuff for her. Man, that is a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Man, so my thing is, man, now at the age I am, maybe, when I got married, I was young. You know what I mean? I was younger as hell, and I still felt like it wasn't over for me just yet. But I wanted to see what it was like to have that married woman and stuff, which was cool at first. It was cool at first. After a while, it just kind of died down a little bit.
Yep.
And that's what everybody else say. Same shit. It'd be cool as fuck at first. Then it dies down.
Man, that's that same shit, different day kind of thing, man.
Yes. Man, for real. And I know what this shit is like. And that's why like anytime that I be having like friends that be just getting into this shit, they're just getting married and they finally start experiencing stuff. And then I don't wanna just tell them no bad shit. I just wanna lift them and be like, hey man, just keep going, keep doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Just you keep don't wanna, you banging, keep your head down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to tell them no bad shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? If you can keep it going, man, because it's nothing like having that woman beside you. But at the same time, she got to be worth it. And she got to be worth your time. You know what I mean? Because you are ultimately the breadwinner. You are ultimately the breadwinner. It's really all about you, but they make it about them. I don't know if that makes sense. But it makes plenty to me. Lots of sense, bro. Say what now?
Oh, it makes tons of sense.
Yeah, it's ultimately about you. But they make it about them. Because they want you to be able to do this and do that and do this and do that. And only thing they do is have that WAP. They just want to have the WAP.
Man, they don't want to have the WAP. They don't want to have sleep.
What they want, dear man?
Man, they just want to be able to roll over and know that their bills is paid for.
Say that shit again. Say this shit louder so the folks in the back can hear this shit.
Man, all they want, in all honesty, is cheap gas and free bills.
Man, what is all they want?
That's it.
Ain't got deal. But you know, it be certain guys that be, you know what I'm saying, making that shit available for them. And then, but it only be for a little while, though.
Mm-hmm.
It only be for a little while. But some of them be doing it and be fucking it up for everybody else. And that shit don't be cool at all.
No.
It don't be cool. Man, you have to sit here and you have to go through all these different fucking changes. And by you being with her, you know she has different changes. But I'm going to tell you something, though. You don't really know nobody unless you shacked up with them. I'm telling you.
Hey, what you say?
Man, you don't really know them until you shacked up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Once you shacked up with them, you know the real person.
And, hey,
looking at them every day.
You know another thing that's funny?
What's that?
They're all good and everything for that first year.
Mm.
Even after the marriage, they good for that first year. After that first year, shit, they relax then.
Man, tell them again, bro.
They relax. Year two, you better not expect a whole lot.
So you better not expect a whole lot, right?
I will say. The ones that are golden, ones that you better not ever let go, they ain't going to change 1, 2, 3, 4, 50, 80. They ain't going to change 80 years in.
For real.
That's like that old great-grandparent, them old heads. You look at some of them. They made long time. About like them damn Chinese women. Love you a long time.
Dude, I've been thinking about going across seas and get me a woman, bro.
Man, I, don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to end up with that Vietnamese that's going to say, "Hey, wash your feet."
I wash your feet. Wash your feet. I cook for you.
There's only one thing about that, though.
What's that, though?
She may cook for you. She may wash your feet. But at the end of the day, is she going to be able to stay here and both of y'all work as hard day in, day out, and everything? And instead of it being a like a sugar daddy, sugar mama type situation, it's a damn power couple. Both of them working, both of them paying bills, both of them trying to do everything they can make sure that everything is paid, everything is done.
Yeah. And that's real. That's real. That's real as hell. So my thing is, my whole fucking thing is that if I decide if I want to go over there and get a woman from over there, she not gonna want to work. She gonna want to sit at the house. I cook for you. I clean for you. You know what I mean? You know, keep in mind now on this podcast right here, we are going straight improv, straight from the fucking head. Straight from the fucking head. Man, she gonna wanna sit at the house. But that's what most women wanna do any fucking way.
Hey,
Sit at home. And
hey,
take care of the house.
Kane,
Yo.
we ain't reading from no script.
No fucking strip. Ain't no script nowhere around this bitch.
Hell no. Hell, only kind of paper that we reading from, goddamn folding bills that we putting in the pocket.
Tell that shit, man. Say that shit loud. Say that shit loud for the motherfucker in the back can hear you.
Only shit we reading is the goddamn bills we folding up, putting in the pocket.
Hell yeah, bro. And that's real shit right there for your ass. Yeah, that's real shit, man. That shit is funny as hell.
Hey, you know what else is real funny?
What's that?
All right, now this is gonna be a little off topic, but you know, I've been drinking. And so it's one of them my mind's been wondering, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
You know how we all every person is after one main goal, and that's to make money.
That's right.
Now you look at the dollar bill.
Okay.
All right. What's my, most of them? Most of them are dead presidents, right?
That's right.
You look at the most valuable one. That hundo,
That hundo, bro.
it ain't got no damn dead president on it, does it?
Do it.
No, Benjamin Franklin was never a dead president.
You know what? And he was never a president anyway. He was he was like a president over the Confederacy. What was the Confederacy? He was like no, he was never really a national. He was never really a president of the United States.
No, they wanted him to be president, but he was never really a president.
Never.
Nope. And think about it. Out of all the bills that he could have been on, if you wanted to put him on one, you could put him on the one, you could put him on the five, the 10, the two. You could put him on any of them.
Yeah.
You don't put him on none of them, except for the 100. Man, that dude, unreal.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you, man. That shit right there crazy. And folks fail to realize that shit, bro.
Just a basic, everyday Joe Blow that may have made some things or signed some documents
That was really important.
Yeah, man, goddamn. Yeah, I know, Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, he was never president, but he got on a fucking note, on $100 bill note.
Uh-huh.
You got to have some tool for that shit.
Hell yeah.
The first president that they say, but you know, it was also presidents in the fucking Confederacy as well.
And it, before it was actually a country. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But and then you talk about, you know what I'm saying, on a dollar bill, George Washington. Okay. And then the funny part about that shit is George Washington, man, he had slaves and he also grew hemp.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, hold on. Grew hemp and tobacco.
Say that shit again. He grew what?
Hemp and tobacco.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. See, that's the thing. I don't know what the hell they teaching these kids in these schools, but they not teaching the real shit, man.
Man, they teach that you go to Walmart and buy your goddamn meat. And you go to Walmart and you buy all this stuff. You don't goddamn go out there and grow it.
Yeah.
You don't go out there like go out, raise your goddamn cow.
Yeah.
I'm from the country. We both know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't go out there and raise your damn cow and take it and go butcher it. And then, hey, that's what you eat.
Yeah.
You have chickens and that's your eggs and stuff. No, they raise them. You go to Walmart and spend money on it.
And that's for real right there, man. Man, I got a little partner, man. Check this out. I got a little partner that I work with. And that fella, he do all that shit. And he grow shit at his house. He don't have a big garden, but he have a small garden. And this motherfucker freezer is full of food.
Uh-huh.
And then I know by him knowing how to do this and how to do that, I told him, I said, bro, by you knowing how to do this and do that, you'll never go fucking hungry.
Hell nah. But
see, and then
here's the thing though. You don't need a big garden. All you really need is damn 5 gallon buckets. You can grow tomato plants out of a 5 gallon bucket.
5 gallon bucket?
Yeah.
Shit, for real?
For real.
Well, damn.
And they just like they in the damn dirt. Because, I mean, you put them in dirt. But the thing is, though, is it's like pot and soil. It's not like actual ground. But, the only thing that a plant needs to grow is sunlight, water, and dirt. And fertilizer. But, I mean, most of the fertilizer you're going to be getting from, you can get potting soil that's got fertilizers in it, and then you just feed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's real. That's real right there, bro.
Yep.
That's real. Yeah. You ain't bullshitting, now. Hey, you ain't bullshitting. Hey, that's real. Hey, motherfucker had to soak in this knowledge, though, bro. I'm going to soak in these knowledge. This shit is real. And guess what, bro? We've been on the air for 45 minutes, bro.
Yep.
45 minutes. We've been on the air 45 minutes. So what you want to do?
Man, I'm fixing to go get another drink.
Man, get another drink. Man, we finna goddamn talk some more shit. Talk some more shit, goddamn. Man, I'm all the way in there. We talking some more shit, just like that.
Should I go lights? Hey, should I go lights or darks?
Man, what you feeling like?
Well, you drinking on lights. You got your Grey Goose, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think I'll just stick with darks tonight. We'll be opposite.
Okay. I see you. I see you. Bro, that's a guy that he's taking on dark. You can't go wrong with Baker's Mark, though, bro.
No. But, hey, the good thing is I got that homegrown moonshine up in there.
Ooh, that old Mississippi brew.
It ain't Mississippi brew. It's the Louisiana brew.
Oh, it's a Louisiana brew.
It's got a little bit of pepper to it.
Oh.
It's got some jalapenos in it.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you doing your thing then, guy.
Yep. Oh, that's another thing. You know, that art of making moonshine and stuff has almost lost.
Yeah, for real.
They don't make it no more. Like, people make it, yeah. But, like, the average Joe don't know how to make it no more.
You sure, right, man? Because ain't nobody teach these motherfuckers. But think about it, though. These motherfuckers don't want to learn that shit either, though.
No, that's because they too used to having it handed to them or provided for them. They ain't had to get out there and work and get out there and learn.
Yeah. Hey, that's for real right there. That's for real.
Yep.
These motherfuckers just wanted to be handed to them. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on a whole different thing, bro. Because I remember when I was a little boy, we out here goddamn chopping firewood and, you know what I'm saying, and cleaning deers and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was what I was growing. And we was chopping firewood, doing this, killing hogs, killing deer, and shit like that, man. These young cats, they don't know nothing about that shit. Nah. They too busy goddamn playing a fucking video game.
Hey, let's go play Fortnite.
Man, fuck a Fortnite. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel.
Let's go goddamn build a fort.
Yeah, for real. And like, these motherfuckers, they don't know nothing about that shit.
Yeah, no.
Like what we talking about right now? They don't know anything about it, but they're going to learn, though.
But see, that's one of the things, though, in all honesty, all right? You look at it. Our age, you didn't – I mean, yeah, you had kids when you was younger and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like the older generation, they had kids when they was younger and stuff like that. But the thing was, is they wasn't, oh, now I got a kid. Let me raise it up to where it's like 10. Send it off to school, and then go back to where it's like I don't have a kid no more.
Yeah.
Nowadays, kids are having kids, and then they, oh, I got a responsibility now. Let me get it to where it's in school. Once it goes to school, I go back to where I don't have a kid because it's got baby basic daycare that's being paid for by my taxes. Yeah.
For real. Yeah, for real, man. I know, goddamn. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it, though, bro. Like for my kid, I'll pay him money, though. And that was just for day fucking daycare.
Mm-hmm.
It was just for daycare.
But see, the thing is, if you get your kid, though, all right, you're gonna try and teach it something. Whether it be just even like how to do dishes or how to wash clothes or something like that, you're gonna try and teach that kid how to do it. Somebody's
that's right.
some of these folks out here, they don't want to teach the kid. They like, no, you'll learn that the hard way. You go play on the video game, that way you out of my hair.
For real, man. That ain't how it should be.
No. I mean, I understand letting them go outside and letting them run around and play and stuff like that. But I mean, at the end of the day, you got to teach them how to do stuff. Otherwise, whenever it comes time for them to teach their kids, your grandkids.
That's right.
You're going to be like, well, your mom and daddy never learned it, so why you got to?
Say that shit again. Hey, that's real right there, man. That's real. That's real as hell. Hey, but check this out, though, bro. We coming in on 50 minutes, bro.
Uh-huh.
50 minutes. We coming in on 50 minutes, 51 minutes. And we're going to have to close this motherfucker out and do a part two, bro. We're going to have to do a part two. So I want you to tell the people wherever you want them to know.
Live your life like it was your last. The last day you live is every day. Because the future ain't promised. Today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. And the past, it ain't like we can go fix it. So let's fix what we got now.
Yes. Live your life. Mm-hmm. Live your life. That's real. Check this out. I'm going to say a little something too. Hey, we all in this together. We are stronger together. We are always stronger together. No matter what race you are, what ethnicity you are, whatever, we are strong as fuck together. But I also want to give a shout out to my boy, C+, because he doing the music. He doing the music. He doing our thing. And for this episode to end, I want to say in, out, gone. Say it one time, Big G.
In, out, gone.